The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
As I lifted my head, I could hear my pulse. I can literally hear it. I can never hear my pulse. I can barely find it usually. And it was so strong, I kept putting my hand to my chest just to check it. And I just felt, I knew something had changed my body. And then a little bit after that, Herb asked if anybody had any changes in their body, and I raised my hand and I said, I have a very serious heart condition, and I felt something change in my heart. And this was a Sunday night, and I had an ultrasound appointment for Tuesday morning. So on Tuesday morning, I went to my ultrasound appointment, and after it was all done, she said, do you want the good news now? And I said, yeah. And she said, your heart has returned to its normal size. It's totally the way it should be.
Up next on Sought Out Global Radio, you'll hear the story of Julie Smith. It's a testimony of health, restoration, and faith in God to deliver on a promise to care for her son. Is it really possible to be in heart failure one day and without medical explanation to be miraculously healed the next? Apparently so if you're Julie Smith. Come, listen, and hear about God the healer, the deliverer, and the provider. A miracle beyond explanation. That's next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined once again with Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks. And joining us today as a special guest is Julie Smith. And Julie's going to be sharing her testimony with us today, and we're really excited to hear it. But before we get to that, we just want to thank the listeners. We're very thankful that you share part of your day with us, and we think you're going to be very blessed. So with that, I want to welcome Julie Smith for joining us on the radio program. Thanks for joining us today, Julie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited to hear about your testimony. Julie has a great story where she met Herb Marks when he was speaking at Hope Foursquare in Snohomish, and Herb had a prophetic word for Julie that there was going to be a paradigm shift in her life. And little did we know how big of a paradigm shift that was and what was going to happen. Yeah. And you have just really a crazy, wild story. But before you share a little bit, Herb, why don't you set it up a little bit? What were you doing there? What was the purpose of the meeting? And then Julie can tell her story as an appendage to that.
I was privileged to be invited to speak in the two morning services at Hope Foursquare in Snohomish. Inviting the people back for an evening where we could be together on that evening where there wasn't such a time restraint. And the whole purpose was to just be in his presence and to just enjoy giving him opportunity to love on his people. And in so doing, that's where I had the privilege of meeting Julie and her husband. But I have to say, you know, it was the church was full and there was a lot of folks there, and so I'm really working on remembering faces and names, and I'm not real good at it, you know, and I do try. I do better with faces. So when they came to the home encounter with the story that she's going to share in just a moment, I remember noticing them, but I was trying to place it, and I'm so excited to have gotten to know them since. So I'm really excited to dive into what she's going to share, what Jesus did.
That's great. So Julie, you were going to attend, you know, just a regular church service at Hope Foursquare,
yes.
And Herb was there. So
yes.
Tell me a little bit about that night.
Well, I had never heard of Sought Out Ministries before or Herb Marks. And so we were at the morning service and we got so excited by the prophecy he gave me.
And what prophecy was that?
The prophecy was that there was going to be a paradigm shift in my life. And I remember going to the car afterwards and my husband and I were just feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit so strong. And we were so excited about it. And our son was with us. And he had been in Sunday school. So we decided we wanted to go back that night so he could hear what was going on. And he really enjoyed it too. And so we decided that then we looked up on online information about Sought Out Ministries and Herb, and we decided that we really wanted to get involved in the ministry, go to some of the home group meetings, and because we were really excited about it. And when Herb said there was going to be a paradigm shift in my life, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. You know, things are going to happen. Things are going to change spiritually. I'm going to go grow closer to the Lord.
Can I stop you there for a minute? How did that happen? You were just in one of the seats. Did he pick you out? Did you raise your hand? How did it work?
No, I was sitting in the service, and he said, there's going to be three people that are going to feel the weight of the Holy Spirit just coming down on them like bricks. And before he even said that, I knew it was going to be me. And so I stood up, and he came over to me, and the power of the Holy Spirit was so strong and intense that when he touched me, I felt like I was going to fall over. I was just so filled with the Spirit, which was a really wonderful feeling.
Was it hard for you to stand up?
Yes. I was.
Did you feel like everybody in the room was looking at you, that kind of thing?
I really didn't care, because normally when the Holy Spirit comes on me, I cry so much that I don't even care what anybody thinks. So I have the type of personality that, you know, I can cry over Hallmark commercials. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon me, I just cheer up. And I was tearing up and tearing up as when he was talking to me.
All right. So then he picks you out. He gives this prophetic word about a paradigm shift in your mm-hmm. life. And then what happens?
I had a big shift in my life. This all happened in August. And in October, I'd gone out to lunch with a friend, and I was driving us home, and all of a sudden I felt really intense pain in my heart, and I kept thinking, oh, it's nothing, you know. And I didn't overeat. I'm thinking, oh, it couldn't be that. And so it kept hurting. It was hurting more and more. We got home. My husband was working upstairs in our house, and I went upstairs, and I'm kind of dramatic, so he really I don't think he really thought anything was that bad.
Right.
And so I said, you know, I've got to go get our son Hamoudi from school. And he goes, well, are you going to be okay? I said, oh, I'm going to be fine. So as I'm driving up the hill to go to school, I started thinking, this is hurting really, really bad. I better call my sister to take him home. So I called her, and she took care of things. And then I decided to drive myself to the hospital, which I wouldn't recommend to anybody. A lot of people have told me since, don't drive yourself to the hospital when you have heart pains. But I did, and I made it there fine, went into the emergency room. They did all this testing on me in the emergency room. I'm thinking, I'm probably going to get to go home pretty soon. They really couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, so I ended up staying two nights in the hospital. And then they finally figured out, after all this testing, that it was probably acid reflux that was causing the pain, and it was really strong pain. But during the whole process, they decided to do all these different tests on me, and one of them was an ultrasound. And the morning that I was going to go home, they came in and told me that my heart was severely enlarged and my left ventricle was not working very well at all. And I immediately had fear, which I shouldn't have had fear, because I knew that God was with me. But the fear I had was for my children. I'm thinking, with what I had, the diagnosis was heart failure, cardiomyopathy. And if you don't get better with cardiomyopathy and heart failure, you'll end up having to get a defibrillator implanted in your chest, because you can die at any time. It's called sudden death, because of your heart is not working properly. And if that doesn't work, then you have to have a heart transplant. So it was very serious. And I kept thinking, my daughters are in their 20s. Sorry. My daughters are in their 20s. They're married, and I've got two grandchildren. But I have a 12-year-old son that still really needs me. He came to us when he was 3 from Iraq. He's blind, and he's probably had 20 surgeries since he's come here. And he still needs me. And that was my main concern. And so after that, I went to my cardiologist for the first time, and she told me that my legs should be swollen. I should not be able to walk without huffing and puffing because of how bad my heart was, and my heart had been stretched out for years. She could tell that. And the only reason that I didn't have the swelling and I didn't have the huffing and puffing was because my weight is low and my blood pressure is low. But after that meeting, I was put on so many different medications that I was sick. I became sick from the medications, and for 3 months I could barely get out of bed. And I kept praying to God that He would heal me. About 2 years before that, God had spoken to me, and because sometimes I'm always worried about my kids, and I was thinking about Hamudi one day as I was on my way to school to get him, and I was just saying, Lord, you know, I've got to live long enough so that I can be there for him, because he's blind, and even though he's very self-reliant, yeah, he's going to need me. It's a little different when you have a child that has special needs. And so God spoke to me and He said, you know, I am going to keep you for him. I'm going to keep you alive so that you'll be able to watch him grow. And I just held on to that, what He said to me in the car that day. I knew that He was going to heal me. And so I just kept holding on to that. And I have a great husband who was always so encouraging throughout the whole sickness that God was going to heal me. He just was so totally positive and just a rock for me. But then I got so sick that I couldn't lift my arms without hurting. I couldn't walk upstairs without hurting. And I was exhausted all the time.
Now, Julie, how old are you?
I'm 56.
So you're a young person by a lot of standards. And so having a heart condition at 56 is, I know it's not unheard of, but you're still young, and you look younger than you are, and you're obviously take good care of yourself. So this must have come as a huge shock to you.
It was a huge shock, and it was very, it was a blessing that I went to the hospital, because I would have never known that I had it because I had no symptoms. I would have just died probably of a heart attack at any point without knowing that I'd ever had any heart condition. So it was a real shock to me that I had it. So in October, my husband and my son decided to go to a sought-out meeting that was going to be held at the New Life Center. And I was too sick to go, but my husband came back all excited because there was a prophecy over Hamudi, and it was just a really great night. And so we decided that the next group meeting that they were going to have that we could go to, we'd attend. And it ended up being a January meeting, and that day had been kind of a rough day for me. Hamudi had gone to a birthday party, and there was at the pool in Snohomish, which is we'd never been to before, and he really didn't want me coming to help get him orientated to the pool and things. He's very extremely independent. And so I went anyway. He didn't know I was there until he got out to the pool, and I came up to him, and he was not happy that I was there. And I remember he just said, I can do it myself, and he just jumped in the water. And then I'm sitting there thinking, oh no, he could drown. You know, I can hardly see all these different things around and everything. And so I was feeling really awful and just feeling really sad. And then, so I started thinking, oh, I really don't think I can go tonight. I don't feel that great. It's been a long day. And now I look back and I keep thinking, I'm so glad I went. I'm so glad that I didn't not go because of the way I was feeling. So my husband and I went to the Edmonds group meeting, and I'm not the most outgoing person, so I'm kind of thinking, oh, we don't know anybody there. And so we got there, we sat down, and I'm thinking, okay, we don't know anybody, this is kind of weird. And Randy goes, it's going to be okay. And so then after Herb came in and started things going, and we worshiped, and the presence of the Holy Spirit was so strong there. It was just amazing. And a little bit later, Herb said, is there anybody here that their heart is racing? And there was two of us that had our heart racing. And so we went down by where Herb was, and I remember standing there, and all of a sudden right in front of him, I could feel the Holy Spirit come upon me so strong that I fell down to the ground. And then I actually had a hard time getting up. I felt like I was stuck to the floor.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Not that hard, where I felt like I was being stuck to the floor and I couldn't get up. And
that's the power of God.
The power of God.
His presence being so on us that we feel it in our body.
You know, yes. I just want to insert right here, there's a portion of scripture. The Roman army came to take Jesus, and the captain was standing there when Jesus said, "Who do you seek?" And the captain said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And then he revealed himself with two words, "I am." And "I am" is the name for God. At that moment, the whole battalion found themselves on the floor, on the grass,
flattened,
I mean to say.
Flattened out, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We see this throughout Scripture where sometimes the Lord makes sure that we know that He's the great I am. And in those moments, we find that He's mighty strong. And a biblical example of the Roman fighting army of that day, the greatest in the world, were all looking up at the stars on the ground, flat. And sometimes the I Am comes and He just reminds us and shows us. It's an amazing encounter with His presence in those moments like what Julie was sharing, when He just shows Himself strong on our behalf, and it helps recalibrate our perspective of God.
So Julie, you go to this meeting where you don't know anybody, and the next thing you know, you find yourself being pinned to the ground by God.
Yes.
Just the average experience for anybody that goes to church, right?
Not.
What happened next?
After that, I got up, eventually went back to sit by my husband, and Herb was talking and prophesying over other people, and towards the end of the meeting, he was going around just talking to everybody, and he walked by me and he said, "Your testimony will go before you." And I really didn't know what that meant. But then we carried on with the meeting, and he, I think he read some scripture, and then he said, "God spoke to me today and said that someone here tonight is going to be healed." And I kind of was looking around the room. I really wasn't thinking it was going to be me. I kept thinking there's one guy there that looked like he had maybe a lot of physical problems, and I'm thinking maybe it's going to be him. And I remember praying for him as we all bowed our heads to prayer. We prayed for about 5 minutes, just prayed for healing. And as I lifted my head, I could hear my pulse. I can literally hear it. I can never hear my pulse. I can barely find it usually. And it was so strong, I kept putting my hand to my chest just to check it. And I just felt, I knew something had changed my body. And then a little bit after that, Herb asked if anybody had any changes in their body. And I raised my hand and I said, "I have a very serious heart condition and I have felt something change in my heart." And he asked me when my next doctor appointment was gonna be. And this was a Sunday night, and I had an ultrasound appointment for Tuesday morning. And I said, "It's gonna be Tuesday morning." And he said, "Can you report back to us?" And I said, "Sure." So before that night, I had been very fearful about going to the ultrasound appointment. I didn't have any peace at all because I kept thinking, "Oh no, what if it gets worse? What if I have any change at all?"
But so you had a lot of doubt.
I had doubt.
Still in your mind.
Even though I had faith, I had doubt. Yeah. I mean, I remember for months, what I did was listen to songs like Carmen's song about healing. Heal Me. It's called, the song is called Heal Me by Carmen. I looked up any healing songs I could find. I mean, I just immersed myself in praise and praising the Lord with music pertaining to healing. So on Tuesday morning, I went to my ultrasound appointment, and after it was all done, the ultrasound technician said to me, "When is your appointment to find out your results?" And I said, "Well, in about an hour." He goes, "Well, I'm going to see if I can go find the cardiologist now." And I thought that was kind of weird. And he came back and he said, "I'm sorry, but I couldn't find her, but I really wanted to find her." And so I went back out to the waiting room to be called for my next appointment with the cardiologist. And she came in and she said, "Do you want the good news now?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Your heart has returned to its normal size. It's totally the way it should be."
And the way you describe this to me, Julie, is like if a balloon is blown up,
yes,
and then the air is let out of it, it doesn't go back to
right.
normal. And
yeah.
what God did was bring your heart back to normal,
back
miraculously.
To normal.
Yes.
And my left ventricle was pumping double the blood now, and so it took me out of heart failure. So I'm no longer in heart failure. So I'm fine.
So what are you thinking right at this moment?
I was just so grateful to God I had told the cardiologist then, I said, you know, on Sunday night, God healed me. And I knew she didn't know what to make of this whole thing. And she looked at me and she said, I think it's just because of your good attitude. Well, my husband is sitting there and he's thinking, oh, she really didn't have that great of an attitude through the whole thing.
So that wasn't it,
yeah,
Julie.
That wasn't it. Yeah, no.
That's awesome.
So, and I mean, from there on, I just kept feeling better and better. Got all my energy back. I feel wonderful.
So let's recap. You went to you didn't know you had a heart problem.
Right.
You went to a meeting where Herb was speaking. He had a prophetic word for you for a paradigm shift in your life.
Yes.
You then discover that you have a tremendously huge heart issue, right?
Yes.
And so now you're suddenly thrown into the medical situation. You're with cardiologists and you go later to a home encounter meeting. And you feel the presence of God so strong, and you notice something different in your heart, and you follow that up with another examination. Mm-hmm. This is sometime after the first meeting, yes? And then you go to the doctor, and you find out that your heart is restored.
Yes.
So the best part that really just showcases God is you had these symptoms from all these medications that they left you on that were really wreaking havoc with your life. Mm-hmm. They didn't pull you off the medication, but what happened?
I have no side effects from the medication. They wanted me to stay on it, and I said, sure, that's fine. But I have no side effects from it.
That is
amazing.
So God
took away the side effects from the medication that she's still on from a healed heart.
So that's an addition.
That's an addition.
That is so
only
amazing.
God.
How many meds were you on, Julie?
Well, probably a total of 10 different medications.
10 different, where it was wreaking havoc and side effects. All gone, even though she still takes them. I mean, this is incredible, isn't it?
God's amazing.
It is. You know, we are so excited about the way the Lord has touched your life, your family. We've gotten to meet your family, and you've invited us into your home to do home encounters as well, which we're so grateful. And in Scripture, we're dealing with Matthew 8. I love the story. The centurion servant was dying and was paralyzed. Word gets out to Jesus. Jesus is coming to heal the servant, and the centurion says, stop, I don't deserve to have you. And he goes on to explain why Jesus is impressed with the man's heart, because he understands authority, which equals the most faith that Jesus has run across so far. My point is that Jesus was afar. In other words, he did not go in and lay hands on the servant. The servant got up healed. And with Julie, the presence, the same Holy Spirit that brought the healing to the servant also came to her and healed her. And I'm just thinking, did anybody lay hands on you, Julie, for the healing of your heart?
No.
And this is what's so powerful, is because I want to pray for those listening to this program today, that right now, as you're listening to our voices here, Julie sharing the testimony, and that we agree that the same Holy Spirit that touched the centurion's servant, that touched Julie, will touch your need today. And we ask, Father, that your precious Holy Spirit would come upon the people in need right now and heal them, meet their needs in Jesus' name. And if that was you and if you've experienced a touch, please get a hold of us. Either go to sawdoutglobal.com or call the number that is on the website and let us know what God's done for you.
There's people out there who have prayed and believed for healing. You've stood, and you're aggravated, maybe. You know, here's somebody who got this miraculous healing, and you need a healing. I've been in that place myself, where it doesn't make sense. God, what in the hey is going on? And here's the beauty of this, is we have to go back to God's character. I do that all the time. God is amazing. Julie was so candid, and I love her story, that God just met her. It wasn't about her. It was about him. And that's the same for all of us. Those of you who are contending for healing, are needing healing, put your weight on God's character, because he is a good God. He is for you and not against you. And he has a path for you that is going to be good and for your good.
Julie Smith, thank you so much for sharing your story with us on Sought Out Global Radio. We are truly blessed to have you here today, and I know that the listeners are going to be blessed when they hear your testimony.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'm sure you can probably see why we were so stunned by the miracle that Julie Smith experienced and why we wanted her to share it with you. You know, we really shouldn't be surprised because we know the Father's heart is to help and be there for all of us. So it is our prayer that this story brings you hope in your life in the midst of your own trials. God can bring you through them. Throw yourself on Him and watch what He does today. Switching gears, remember this Saturday in Everett at the Xfinity Arena, we will be hosting another regional encounter. It's a great time of prophecy, worship, and ministry. Doors open at 5:30 and the event starts promptly at 6. Please be sure to bring a friend too, because there's plenty of room. For more information, please go to our website at sought-out-global.com. Just a reminder that we could not bring you Sought Out Global each week if it weren't for the generous gifts of our listeners. As we enter the summer season and giving tends to wane, we do hope that you'll prayerfully consider supporting Sought Out Global Radio as part of your extended church family. For more information on how to give, please go to sought-out-global.com and follow the links to giving. That's all the time we have for today for Herb and Bethany Marks and our special guest, Julie Smith. I'm Mark Grote. Please be sure to join us again here next week, right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.